We are smaller tonight than we would usually be on an evening like this, but even as small as we are a remarkably diverse group of people in this place. We come from all over the world, from so many different cultures and languages and customs and backgrounds, so many different expectations about Christmas. It is risky and usually very unwise to make any general statement about these people, my brother. But having come to this night, after this year, I can say this without fear of contradiction. None of us have ever known a Christmas like this one. We are all a little disoriented. A lot of our whole year is grounded in knowing how this night will go. All year long, we get battered and buffeted. When we come to this night, just this night, we come trusting that our traditions, our customs, our cherished memories of the past will somehow be honored and kept for another year. We'll sing the carols, we'll see the crowds, we'll jostle in the Christmas markets, we will gather with our family and our loved ones. The world may change, but Christmas will not change. That's all we ask. And none of that is true for us tonight. There are no Christmas markets. There are no crowds. There haven't been tourists in the streets of Florence for months. We can't sing. And worst of all, we can't travel to gather with those we love. It is a very different Christmas. And it isn't just that. After the year we have had, after having our comfortable assumptions shaken, and our easy confidence and our own mastery over nature shattered, we are wondering, will anything ever be the same again? Will we ever get back to what we thought was normal? There was a danger in those past days, you know. It was a danger we lived in without even knowing it. And it was simply this, because we knew what Christmas would be like, because we loved the carols and the crowds and the gatherings and the festivals, we thought Christmas itself was normal. It came as we expected it would, and it went as we expected it would. And maybe, more often than not, as we were packing up the Christmas decorations and putting them in the boxes for one more year, we wondered, why didn't it make any difference? What was it all about, anyway? So, maybe there is a gift in this year, unlike any other year. Maybe we gain something this year against all of the losses we have felt. Maybe without all of our usual comforts and customs, we can sense for the first time something that has been true forever. There is nothing normal about Christmas. We would know that was true just by reading the story again. Jesus is born to a family on the run, either because they have to show up to please the Roman emperor, or because they have to be on the run from jealous Herod. He is born in the midst of trouble and strife because trouble and strife are what is normal in the world. And because he is born alongside us In the midst even of all this trouble, we are given a means of overcoming even this too. Christmas is our great claim that Christ gathers into one things earthly and heavenly. But when we say that, we make a claim that is not normal at all, not in terms of the world around us. And it is this, that there is more than this world to our lives, more than this world to what matters, more than this world to what is real and what is true. And we say this too. Each one of us carries within ourselves that fundamental truth. We are not just these bodies, each one of us once like a baby in the manger, each one of us someday to be like that man in the grave behind the stone. Something about us is out of the reach, out of the realm of this world. And that something is the presence of what is holy and sacred and that breaks through into this hard, old, brittle world of ours tonight and for all time. My brothers and sisters, this has been a hard year. Florence is no stranger to the ravages of pandemics, but we have never known anything like this in our lives. We have been surrounded by suffering and sorrow and death. Some of us have been struck very close by the losses of this season. Our own mortality is no longer an abstract idea to us. We have been humbled and we have been scared, and that is normal. And it would be normal if there were nothing more to it than that. But Christmas is not normal. Jesus is born right into our humility and fear alongside us. And by his birth, loves us into our own new birth, into what is not mortal, what death can never touch. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die, born to raise the ones of earth, born to give us second birth. Oh, how I wish we could sing it. How I wish I could hear your voices singing it. But because we can't sing, listen. Listen. The herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Amen.